you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, February 4th, 2026. Oh, listening friend, it's going to be a continuation of Testimony Tuesday on Wednesday. And you know how I like Testimony Tuesdays. Well, joining me again in the studio is Ron the Bear Bear. Friends that know him well call him the Bear or Bear, but his last name is Bear, B-E-A-R. His website is faithtobear.com, faithtobear.com, B-E-A-R, and to email him directly, and I'll share this again throughout the program or at the end, joyfulhearts@faithtobear.org. That's joyfulhearts@faithtobear.org. You're going to want to be emailing him because we're going to mention some of his books, his coloring books, his paperbacks or the deluxe edition. Oh, listening friend, if you're a grandparent, parent, or a person of any age, you're going to want multiple copies of these books. If you missed yesterday's broadcast, Ron got to share some of his faith journey and life story. Didn't have a whole lot of money, but he had a lot of ideas. Couldn't go to college, but he did join the Air Force and then later on got to go to college and currently works for the state of Illinois, but he gave a really good overview yesterday. So that's archived at greatnewsradio.org and wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab. So I encourage you, if you missed yesterday's broadcast, it was a very God-honoring Testimony Tuesday, so you don't want to miss it. But he's back in the studio today because we didn't get to talk about, to my right here, I have like 7 or 8 different books. They're very colorful. Some are hardbound, some are paperback, softer copies, but full color, delightful. Children will love these, but better yet, people of all ages. They're well put together with dynamic graphics and songs and activity pages and all sorts of things. I can't believe you brought all these, Ron. Thank you for coming out to the studio again. We're broadcasting from the original studio from 30 years ago. This is our home out in the country, and I love having studio guests here. Many times we'll do a nature walk and such, but with all the snow and cold temperatures out there, Ron didn't get that advantage. But we're here to share some of his writings and a little more of his faith journey. Give us a summary of what was shared yesterday on how God's brought you to be this author that is using technology and tools to convey things that have been on your heart, but you couldn't really afford to pay the staffing, the illustrators, all the things that are put into doing a book or music. And so give us a little summary.
Thanks for having me back, Mark. Thank you. It's great to be with you again. Mm-hmm. It's great to get to know you.
Yeah, I think we had about 2 hours of show prep telling stories and testimony time and solving all the world's problems and forging a friendship because we both follow the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our guide, our friend, our Savior, and we hold that in common. So it's been great getting to know you these last few days.
Yes, it has, for me to get to know you. Anyway, I wanted to do music, movies, activities, animation. Anyway, the technology 20 years ago was nothing like it is today. 20 years ago, it was $70,000 to go to school to learn to be a part of a big team and do one job that went into a single production. And I wanted to have unlimited capacity, and it wasn't available to me at that time. But I did get to work with video editing software, so I got a little experience with that. I tried to get a band together and studied music for a semester in college. I did try to get started with the website building and did HTML class and started a programming class. I got some basic understanding, But all that stuff at that time was to be a part of a big team doing things. Anyway, the technology's evolved, and when I surrendered to God, he revealed things to me. And messages started popping up everywhere, guiding me, and I just decided, this is God I'm going to follow. I'm just going to follow. I was asked, how do you know this is God, not just your ego? I said, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I have to lean into him all the time.
So then I was like, I can't do this. You know what? If God says you can do it, you can do it. Okay, show me how. Then he introduced me to ChatGPT and Copilot, and that education is worth more than any of the college that I went to. I am asking that thing questions all day long. If I need an idea for a new paragraph, or when I started, okay, well, I want to write a book. How do I write a book? So then I started finding software that was affordable using Canva and Leonardo. And I've recently got some single purchase for Lifetime, Artistly, and Video Express. Now I have to learn how to use those.
Something you said is very key, and I want you listening, friend, to be tuned into that. God and you are a winning team. And if he puts a desire or something on your heart, whether it's to write a book or to do animation or step out and be a missionary, whatever it is, God wants you to follow the desires of your heart when they fall into his will. Well, he'll equip you with the abilities, with the capabilities, with the team of people that might need to come around you to assist in various ways or give you that God-given wisdom from the Bible. We talked a little about off air about Solomon and the wisdom that God gave him. You can turn these God-given talents and gift sets into ways to extend his kingdom purposes. And so that's something that Ron had been praying for some years. He still works for the state now, but he's hoping in the coming days, months, years to be able to fully be immersed in this ministry work that he's doing. And so you can find out more at faithtobear.com, faithtobear.com. But today I wanted to have him back after yesterday to share some of the specifics of these books, to read some excerpts, and to motivate all of us to see that by ourselves, yeah, we're inept, we can't do many things, but with God's help, we can do incredible things. And these many books that he brought to the studio are colorful, they're interesting, they're informative, they're God-honoring. And as mentioned yesterday, part of Ron the Bear's desire is to express the joy of God that we can have as we not only recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior, but that fruit can be exhibited in our lives, that we can be free from anxiety or frustration or anguish or doubt. And he shared a little bit yesterday, so I'm really encouraging you to tune into yesterday's broadcast. But he had a lot of doubt, a dependence on drugs or other things to fill his life. He had been through a lot of trauma and hardship, but he's an overcomer because of what Jesus has revealed to him as Lord and Savior and his desire to live for God now. So what else would you want to say about your testimony? As mentioned yesterday, you grew up in a godly home, but like many, we choose poorly at times or we fall away. But God's kind of got you in the palm of his hand. He loves you as he loves all listeners tuned in today. But what would be maybe a reminder for them to know about you?
Well, my parents, Ron and Carol Bear, awesome parents. I didn't appreciate them as much as I do now, and I wish I could have brought more honor to them. But I try today to honor that. God says honor your parents, mother and father. Anyway, I hope to do that. They taught me to seek for myself, to learn for myself, but they always guided me in the teachings of Jesus, the Holy Bible. And I found myself immersing myself in the Bible, and then trauma strikes, and off I went on my wayward journey trying to mask the pain. And a verse rang through my head over and over again, it's hard to kick against the goads. So if God's calling, you might find yourself running into walls, bouncing back and forth like a pinball.
What do they call it? The hound dog of heaven. He'll come after you, and he desires to work in and through you. He loves you. He created you for plans and purposes. He wants to prosper in and through you. And I know a number of pastors that I've interviewed or talked with, they'll say, you know, I knew early on God wanted me to be preaching and teaching, but I ran far from it, and Later on, I found out that he's not going to let me keep running. And so he's got you immersed in a lot of different things. And I think what I'm going to do before we have you read a few excerpts from one or two of your books as a lighthearted way to bring some joy to you this morning, I'm going to play a portion of, I'm going to play the song A Joyful Heart by Lisa Glasgow. And we've had this on our playlist for a number of years. I love to play it once in a while. It's a very fun song, but I want you to be delighted in its message. A joyful heart is good medicine. And then Ron's going to read an excerpt or two and talk a little about his ministry calling that you can find out more at faithtobear.com, faithtobear.com. Here's the song, A Joyful Heart.
A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bone. A joyful heart, whoa, is good medicine, ooh, ooh, ooh. But a broken spirit, whoa, dries up the bone.
A joyful heart is good medicine.
The spirit of a man can endure his sickness, but a broken
That was A Joyful Heart by Lisa Glasgow, a fun song. I delight in it, and it does bring joy to my heart. But Ron, as your ministry continues to flourish and grow, and God puts ideas and concepts into your heart, whether it's the music you're writing or the books or the animation that you're trying to put together, which people can find out more at Faith to Bear, that's B-E-A-R, that's Ron's last name, actually, faithtobear.com. You can find out more information there. But I'm going to have you read an excerpt or two from one of your books. Pick out one of them. Thank you for bringing, I think, these six or seven different editions, one that just came out like a day ago. So I'm one of the very first to actually see it. But brilliant colors, fun, grandparents, parents, people of all ages. You're going to want some of these resources. Not resources, they're fun reads. They're interesting. They're God-honoring. honoring. They're interactive. There can be coloring and other things done with them. FaithToBear.com. Find out more at FaithToBear.com. And if you buy multiple copies, I bet Ron would even discount them to some degree. And there's one edition. It's a deluxe edition, beautiful hardbound cover, almost like a coffee table edition. That's $60. But generally speaking, $4.99 to $24.99 is the scale of the different prices on the books and different resources that he offers. FaithToBear.com. So of all these different books, what might you want to read for our listeners or give us a little introduction on why you wrote it?
Well, the first one is kind of self-explanatory. Realizing that God's in control without the substances masking my joy, without something suppressing my spirit is free. It says, my spirit set free. My spirit screamed, my heart, it cried. Overwhelming emotions ripped through me inside. My heart's filled with love, and I just want to share with all those around me, because I truly do care. So I crack my cocoon, metamorph to begin, and then like a butterfly, I soared into the wind. With my spirit set free, I can laugh, I can sing. I've been given new life. I can do anything.
Wow, a thought just crossed my mind. I don't know how familiar you are with our Prime Life Times publication, but we have a poet section where different content contributors or different poetry people can send in their poetry. That would be a great one to have. Was that in one of your books or resources?
It's at the end of the newest book in the paperback, but it's on the website.
On the website.
And the song, it's put to music. You can download it for free, share it with your friends, family, take it to church, teach the kids.
And that's at faithtobear.com?
Correct.
Is that where? Okay, so that's a free resource, listening friend. Free, free. I love that word. But yeah, our Prime Life Times publication. I'll talk to you more about that off air.
That'd be great.
But yeah, and then we can even put, for more information about your books and other resources, faithtobear.com. So be looking for that in future editions, different submissions in our beloved Prime Life Times publication. Okay, because we just have a few minutes. What's another reading or story or something you want to tell?
Mark, in my original book, Joyful Hearts, Melodies of Praise and Adventure, I had the children's songs that I put together and got everything started. And the last song in there is A Better Way. Today, today, I found a better way to start a brand new day. I just pause and pray, and good things come my way. Today, today, I found a better way. I turn to God and pray, and I hear Him say, He will show the way. Today, today, I found a better way. When storm clouds come my way, if I just pause to pray, God sends the storm away. Today, today, I found a better way to end another day. Before I dream away, I humbly kneel and pray. Praise God, today I found a better way.
Wow. Hey, hand me that. Oh, this is awesome. And this is fully covered. I just want to, okay, so you're hearing about these books. Here he has like children in bed, smiles on the face, sun coming in through the window, multicolored, fun-looking bed sheets. They're kneeling there praying, a boy and girl facing each other. Then it's kind of like that Sound of Music, one of my favorite all-time movies, theater productions, where Julie Andrews is like spinning around on the mountainside. I mean, it's like kind of a colorful, grassy area. And there's Jesus speaking to a bunch of children from the cloud. Clouds, and then there's some rain clouds coming in and the sun and a rainbow. Oh, fully illustrated with colorful pages. Oh, it's very good. This is Joyful Hearts, Melodies of Praise and Adventure. But you also have, in our closing minute or so, another reading, and this comes from which book?
This one is the Star of Bethlehem. It's a series, the Tree of Life Chronicles. The Tree of Life Chronicles, Coloring Journey for Children. The songs are done in a children's fashion, and it's all coloring pages.
So this is like a deluxe coloring book with some storytelling, and you're going to read one of the introductions or something to this book?
Yes, the introduction, The Tree of Life Restored. The story is about the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem and how the seeds of the fruit of the Spirit are being planted in Jesus, a different parable for each of the fruits on the way to Bethlehem. Mm. And then when he's born, the fruits are beginning to glow on the Tree of Life, appear as the Star of Bethlehem, announcing He is here.
Now, is this part of why we opened up the program with Revelation 2:7? Okay.
Exactly.
We are tying it all together, listening friend. Okay, so here's the author, Ron Baer. Some call him the Bear. And he's the ministry leader of something that God's put in his heart for many years to give back to the community and children and people of all ages. Find out more at faithtobear.com, faithtobear.com. But he'll close out our program with a special reading from one of his many books.
The Tree of Life Restored. Since the exile from Eden, mankind has been denied access to the Tree of Life. But now God reveals that the time of renewal has come. He prepares the Tree of Life and the Holy Spirit to be joined with mankind in the flesh, to unite Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and humanity in divine communion. When Jesus is born, the fruit of the Holy Spirit has been planted within him. The Holy Spirit, being the very essence of the Tree of Life, is then revealed as the Star of Bethlehem, not a gaseous sphere, but the radiant glory of God, a sign of restoration, a beacon of hope, a sacred reunion between heaven and earth.
That voice was Ron Baer, my special guest on Yesterday and Today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. You can find out more about the various books and resources he has available. Some are free. Some are songs that you can listen to and share with friends. Find out more at faithtobear.com, faithtobear.com. Or maybe you want Ron to come speak at your church or large group or function. He does work a full-time job, but he's hoping the Lord will open up doors and he can do this full-time. But you can email him directly at joyfulhearts@faithtobear, B-E-A-R, joyfulhearts@faithtobear.org. And if you didn't have a chance to write that down, just call the station and we'll get you in touch with Ron. Call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to hear it again or pass it on to a friend, stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and listen anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. Well, thank you, Ron, for carving out 2 days. Thank you for taking time off from work, and I know you came early, and we spent like 2 hours of show prep and storytelling, and I love getting to know you and your heart for the Lord and your desire to reach children, but better yet, people of all ages with these great materials, these books, these resources, and I hope God will continue to bless you in the days ahead.
Thank you so much, Mark. Mm. It's been great getting to know you. I really thank you for letting me be here with you today.
Amen and amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Ron Baer with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.